Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Bills brought in Lael Collins. This is a guy that, if you remember, years ago, he had a situation where he was going to be a first-round pick, and then something happened. There was a legal situation where they didn't allow him to go into the draft, or he didn't, so he did the supplemental draft. There was like this, all these teams, who's going to take him? And the Cowboys kind of snatched him up. Like, yeah, they added that great offensive line they had several years ago. And now he's on his third team after going to the Bengals. Now he'll be on the Bills. A bit of a surprise to me add for the Bills to get Lael Collins, who's a good lineman. They get him on a deal that seems like they're going to be paying him some decent money here. But why do you think that they brought in a free agent offensive lineman here at this stage in the game, especially someone that's got some skin on the wall?
It's interesting because I think he probably, now we don't know all the details of the contract yet, but the initial look at the contract feels like he's paid too well to just be a backup tackle, right? So then you're like, well, what are they doing? I definitely think he's their swing tackle, right? Like, that's not even a question. But is there a chance he plays guard? Is there a chance that they don't have David Edwards play guard and they have him try and play guard? Like, because that's, is it out of the realm of possibility?
I think it's basically he becomes your all versatile swingman, like a Ryan Bates. So, yes, you mean start? I guess he could compete. Yeah, you want competition. I would not take it off the table that he could wind up starting at guard. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they go into the season thinking he's going to be their starting guard. I think that's going to be David Edwards right now for what they think. Is it off the table? No. I think it becomes kind of your Ryan Bates, which is can pretty much play any position. I guess not center. He's not really a center. David Edwards can actually play center as well. But to me, that's what this is. But the reason why I think they did it, Matt, I'm trying to follow the breadcrumbs here of what moves Brandon Bean has made before the draft. He has the trade for Stephon Diggs, trades him out, gets an extra second round pick. Now, I know they gave up a couple of picks, one this year, one next year. They get the extra second. They're loading up a little bit on some draft capital. If he wants to make a move up, a significant move up, we think it would cost next year's first. Well, it's a lot easier to do that if you have extra second next year. You know what else would happen? If you do that, you're void of some other draft picks where maybe you might earmark for getting a little depth. You sign a guy like Lael Collins, now you kind of take care of that. You don't have to worry about getting depth in the drafted offensive line. I think it still screams to me, it goes back to maybe them still trying to do what they have to do to make sure they're not in a position where they can't move up in the draft and feel like we are okay to do this because we've set ourselves around the board.
I really do think it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm almost anticipating that we're sitting in the draft room on draft night and all of a sudden the TV flips to the Bills being on the clock. Like, I'm just, so maybe your point is valid that they just want to have everything else taken care of so they can kind of just go all out and try and get a receiver. I don't necessarily know if they would be thinking that far ahead just because you need to see how the draft actually falls. Like, I even think back to the year that they drafted Josh when it sounded like they had a deal in place with the Broncos, but then Bradley Chubb falls and the Broncos don't make the move and then they start to scramble. So Brandon Bean could have, you know, productive conversations with Joe Shane or with Ryan Poles or with somebody in the top 10 and have kind of like the framework set. But if something weird happens, then that could all be kind of pushed to the back burner. So I don't know if you would be making moves to give yourself that flexibility. I think that you just kind of figure it out afterwards, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's what they did with Puna Ford last year. If you remember, Brandon Bean told us after they signed Puna Ford, which was after the draft, he said, yeah, they were talking about it, and they could have signed him before the draft, but they wanted to see how the draft played out. And like, you know what? There's a couple of D tackles we might like. but they didn't want to force themselves. They knew they had Puna Ford maybe right there on the back burner, and then they did it. In this case, that's why I wonder, why did they not wait? If they maybe, it could be because Leo Collins might have had offers. Of course, that could be the case. But in this case, they didn't wait. They did it, and they kind of shorted up beforehand. So I keep thinking they're doing things to kind of make sure that they feel really comfortable about not having to be without those picks where they maybe could get some extra depth along the way. I think it's fascinating, though, because I still think it points a lot to a reasonable chance that they trade up in this draft. And I think they could really make a significant move up.
What do you think is more likely? A significant move up, a small move to try and get one of those next two guys, or that they stay put? What do you think is more likely to happen?
I think the most likely is a small move up, because that's just what he's done. And I also think that as much as he might want to move up significantly, I think it's hard to do. I mean, the cost could be so astronomical, and there's other teams you're bidding with. I just think that the ability to do it. So to me, I'm thinking Brandon Bean wants to do that. That's the most likely thing he wants to do. But I think the most likely thing he can do is a smaller move up.
What was, as we wrap out this podcast, is there anything else Bills related that you would like to talk about?
I don't think so. I could be missing something, but no, I don't think so. Yes, real quick. By the time people hear this, it could be probably the last time we're doing it. Workouts start on Monday. They're actually getting back to the facility and having their first team workout. It's voluntary, but workouts start Monday. Just wanted to throw that out there so everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, we're getting close. We should be back at the facility a couple different times over the next few weeks. And then obviously the draft starts, which is fun. What was your favorite part of your trip?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There were so many great parts of it. I think maybe the favorite part might have been watching Max like hold a koala and feed and pet kangaroos and how awesome that was for him. Like to see that, that was cool. Like going to the Australian zoo where Steve Irwin worked, like super cool. That might've been it, but there were so many great things. There was one other thing I liked a lot, which was we went on a hike basically, on this, it's called North Point, Cedarbrook, I think it's called. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Anyway, was a really cool, like this gorge, you know, like this beautiful walk. It was really cool to just go on that hike.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Would you go back? Like, have you, now that you've done it, you're like, okay, like for me, I've always felt that way about a couple places that I've traveled to that I'm very happy I've been there, but now I don't feel like I need to go back. Do you feel like now that you've done it, you definitely want to go back and do more? Or you're like, well, now next time I do this big, you know, once in a lifetime trip, I would rather go somewhere else.
I definitely want to go back, but the reason why is because we only did Brisbane because our friends live there. I want to go to Sydney and Melbourne, or at least Sydney, and see that. Now, people don't realize, and I mean, you can look at a map and say, okay, but Australia is almost as big as the United States, or the continental United States. If you go
Brisbane,
it's
oh my God, I had no idea. Right?
Yeah, it's 2.9 million miles. The United States is like 3 point something. So yeah, and if you. I actually did it. If you go on Google and say U.S. Australia map over U.S. and you could see it. But anyway, going from Brisbane to Sydney is the same as going from Buffalo to New York City, essentially. Okay, so it's not an easy trip. How about this? This is how it gives you an idea of how far it is. Going from Brisbane to Perth is the same as going from Buffalo to L.A.
That's nuts. I legitimately had no idea that Australia, I would have thought Australia was a third of the size of the continental US.
Crazy,
or
right?
Even a fourth of the size. I would have never had any idea that it was that big. I've never been there. I've never been past Europe. So that's like the farthest out that I've been.
It depends on which way you go, I guess, to say which way you pass. But no, we would like to. And by the way, we were there with friends. So we have friends there. It makes it easier to say to go back. 2032. Brisbane, where we were, is having the Summer Olympics, which is really cool.
Oh, were they already like doing a bunch of work, or is that start later?
They're already building stuff. They're bringing, there's a new stadium going on, one thing to do some stuff, and a new subway station. And we see all this. It's a very modern city. Very, when you go to some cities, you know how you go to some cities and the buildings are just newer. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very modern city. So had a great time. Really glad to be back. And we are going to be seeing some, in some way, shape, or form, Bills players back at the facility next week, Matt. It's hard to believe. It's crazy. It's already here. And then the draft in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's like an incredible stretch of a few weeks now that we've kind of gone through the doldrums of the offseason. But now we've got workouts that start. We've got the draft. We've got a fun conversation with Mike North that we have planned. We have the schedule release coming up. And then after that, it's all of the mandatory stuff that begins. So it's like just when you think that things are slowing down, we've pretty much gone through the slowest part of the NFL calendar, except for mid June to mid July. That's when everything basically shuts down.
Right after mandatory mini camp until training camp starts.
Yep. Which that's is fine. That's when we'll take a break.
All right. Well, we are not going to take a break talking about the Bills. We'll talk to you next time. And that will be right around when the Bills report back for their first day of offseason workouts, which starts Monday, May 15th. Thanks a lot to Faraz Siddiqui from Upper Hand Fantasy.
April 15th.
What did I say? Oh,
May.
Thank you. April 15th. Thank you for correcting me. Thanks a lot to Faraz for joining us here. And of course, to our producer, Mike Rabier. I'm Sal Capaccio. He's Matt Bove. And we'll talk to you next time. It's always game day in Buffalo.